भला कैसे Today, Bab Dada is seeing only his loveliest, sweetest, small Brahmin family or Brahmin world. This Brahmin world is very unique and also very lovely. Why is it lovely? Because every soul in this Brahmin world is a special soul. Externally, to look at it, it seems that all are ordinary souls. However, the greatest speciality of every Brahmin soul is is that it has recognized the Supreme Soul with its divine intellect, even if someone is very old, maybe 90 years old. He may be also sick, However, besides the Brahmin souls, none other souls, not even the big VIPs, the well-known people, have the divine intellect and divine eye to recognize the Supreme Soul. Why have all the mothers reached here? Even if they are not able to walk, their legs don't move. But still, they have reached here. You have recognized the Father, and this is why you have reached here, haven't you not? No one else besides you has the intellect to recognize or the eye to recognize the Supreme Soul. All of you mothers sing this song, don't you? I have seen, I have understood, I have recognized. Do all of you have the intoxication? And they are waving at Baba. In response to Baba's question, and do the Pandavas have this intoxication? And the brothers too raise their hand, wave at Baba. So Baba continues, both are ahead of each other. Neither it is less in the Pandavas nor in the Shaktis, this intoxication. So Bap Dada is happy. To see this little world. Which is so sweet, so lovely. Baba is happy to see this little sweet world. Even when you meet each other, even when you meet each other, you look so lovely. today Bab Dada was listening to this song sung by all of you souls from this land and foreign lands, the song coming from your heart, from your hearts, Baba. Baba, sweet Baba, we have recognized, we have seen you. We have recognized you, we have seen you. Children in all four directions, four corners, were singing this song. And on one hand, experiencing great joy while singing, and on the other hand, also were absorbed in the ocean of love. Although children in all four directions, even if they are not present here in their corporeal forms, they too through their hearts, through their drishti,
Bab Dada ki samne
were experiencing Bab Dada to be in front of them. And even Bab Dada was seeing them in front of him, in spite of them being far away in physical distance. How long does it take for Bap Dada to tour this land or foreign lands? Bap Dada is giving in return Yaad Pyar to all the children in all four directions, multi-million time fold. Looking at all the children in all four directions, Baba could hear one sound coming from each one's heart. Even from their eyes, they were speaking the same thing. That even through their eyes, they were speaking the same thing, that Baba, we do remember the homework you have given us for 6 months. We do remember the homework you have given to us for 6 months. Do all of you also remember your homework? Hope you haven't forgotten it. And everyone raises their hand saying, "No, Baba, we remember." Do the Pandavas remember? As you can see in today's gathering, there are about 7,000 and over mothers and hardly 500 brothers. So, and about 1,000 teachers and 100 double foreigners. So Baba is telling the mothers in particular. So Baba continues. Baba is reminding you again and again. Do you know why? Baba is reminding you again and again. Do you know why? You are seeing how close the time is. Even the Brahmin souls are seeing themselves. The mind is becoming younger and the body is getting older. The time and the cry of the souls, the cries of the souls. Are you able to be aware of the time and also hear the cries of the souls? Can you hear it well? Bab Dada was observing that the cries are increasing in the hearts of the souls as they cry out, O bestower of happiness, O bestower of peace. O bestower of real joy. Do give us, only give us at least, give us at least just a handful of all that. At least give us only a handful of all that, of happiness, joy, peace. So, just think. Just think, how long is the line of the ones who are crying out? All of you are thinking how Baba should be revealed as quickly as possible. But do you know why, or do you know what the reason is that revelation is still not taking place? Do you know the reason of that? As all of you do have a determined thought, and you also have the deep desire in your heart, as well as you say it in words. That we have to become equal to the Father. We have to become Bab Saman. Is it not? Do all of you want to become Bab Saman? And they raise their hand. Then Baba asks, okay, then why don't you become it? You want to become, but why don't you become it then?
Thank you.
Bab Dada has said that you have to become equal to Bab Dada, to the Father. But how you are to become that? What way you are to become that? What does it mean to become equal to the Father? These two questions cannot arise. The question of what to become and how to become, these two questions cannot arise. Because if you want to say what to become, the answer is there, to become equal to the Father. If it is said how to become, then also you have the answer. You have to follow the Father. You have to follow the footsteps of the Father and Mother. That's the way you have to become equal to the Father. Mother, Father means Shiv Baba, the incorporeal Father, and Brahma is the Mother. Don't you know how to follow? In today's world, it's so easy to follow. Even blind people can follow. Have you seen? You know how blind people, they carry a cane in their hand, a stick in their hand, and then they keep walking with that stick, and that stick guides them, and they reach so far, even if they are not able to see. But here you are Master Almighty Souls. You have the third eye. You are the knowers of the three aspects of time. It's nothing great, nothing difficult to follow the Father. Is it a big thing to follow the Father? See? Is it a big thing? It's not, but it becomes. Baba is giving the answer of the children. Children will surely say, it's not, but it becomes. So Baba is saying instead, this is your answer. Bab Dada has observed Bab Dada goes on a tour everywhere, to the centers and also to the children who live in households. And what did Bab Dada observe? He observed that in every center, in every household, everywhere, you have kept pictures of Brahma Baba everywhere. Either pictures or photographs, photos of Brahma Baba or Avyat Bab Dada. Everywhere these pictures, photos are seen. It's a good thing. However, Bab Dada thinks that are the divine activities also remembered while seeing the pictures, or is it that you only see the pictures, that's it? Do you also remember the divine activities when you see the pictures, the photos? You do get inspiration when you see the photos, don't you? So Bab Dada doesn't say anything else. He says only one word. Follow. That's it. Only one word, follow. Don't think. Don't make big plans. I will do this, I will do that. Not like this, not like that. This and not that. Don't make too many plans. You have to only copy what Baba has done.
Copy karna nahi aata.
Don't you know how to copy?
Aajkal to science ne.
These days,
copy ki bhi machine nahi karti.
Science has invented photocopiers. Invention of photocopier is there, is it not? Even here we have. So you keep photographs of Brahma Baba. Yes, you may keep them, do them very, keep them, big, keep big photos also. At least you should do photocopy also. Or become a photocopy also. Today, whilst going on a tour in all four directions, Bab Dada was observing whether you have more love for the photos or you have more love for the divine activities of the Father. The determined thought is there in you. You also have the enthusiasm. You have the aim to what else? Remains then. What more do you need then?
Bab
actually when anything is to be tied strongly, then it has to be tied on all four sides. So Bab Dada observed that the three ends are tied, but one corner, one end needs to become more tight, needs to be tightened more. You have the determined thought, you have the enthusiasm, you have the aim as well. If you were asked, if any one of you were asked, what do you want to become? Each one will say, I want to become Bab Saman, I want to become Bab Saman. Nobody will say that I want to be less than Baba. No, I want to be equal to Baba. That's what you say. It's good. The fourth end, you do try to tighten it, but gradually it becomes loose. And that end is determination. So it's not determined thought, but the thought. So thought is there, aim is there, enthusiasm is there. So thought is there, enthusiasm is there, aim is there. But the fourth end is determination. Because whenever any situation comes,
sadharan shabdon mein usko aap log kehte hain,
in common words you call that, you call that circumstances. This circumstance came, or this thing came up, this thing came up. So you say this word thing in ordinary language. And what happens is that the thing which comes, or situation which comes, makes the fourth end loose. That is, the determination is weakened. Determination means even if I die, even if I have to die, even if I have to be destroyed, but I'm not going to give up my determination, my promise, my commitment. Even if I have to die for that, even if I have to surrender, I may have to die whilst being alive. I may have to mold myself. I may have to tolerate a great deal. I may have to hear many things.
Like
But my determined thought, my commitment, my promise should not go. This is called determination. You know, at the beginning, when little children came to the boarding school in Om Nivas, you know, in Hyderabad, Brahma Baba. Used to tell them in a very amusing way. He used to make them strong in that way by saying, see, you will have to drink so much water, you'll have to eat so many chilies, you won't get frightened. And then afterwards Baba would just, you know, move his hand in front of their eyes, and they would sometimes get frightened. And Baba would say, you got frightened. So this way Baba used to make them strong, to make sure that they did not get frightened, come what may. So Baba is also making you strong by saying that let any situation come. But the eye of your thought should not move. The eyelids, you know, usually eyelids will move when you're frightened. Eyes close because of fear. So that eyelid of thought should not move. So even today, Bab Dada asks the children, at that time, Baba spoke about, will you drink so much water, whole bucket of water, or red chilies? Because those were small children, now you are grown-ups. So, Bab Dada is asking you, is there determination in your thoughts? Do you have the determined thought that we have to become like the Father, we have to become Bab Saman? Is there determination in this thought? Not that, yes, I am, I have to become, but I must become and I will become. Do you have this determined thought? Do you? Now, raise your hand if you say you have. And where is that one who has the TV? And tell him to move the TV around. TV should be used, no? Yes. Yes, yes. Take the video of everyone. And each one of you, keep your hand raised. Raise it high if you have determination. I'm also sitting here in the booth and raising my hand. I hope Bab Dada looks at me. What about those sitting at the back, the mothers at the back? Is your hand raised? Is your hand raised? Keep it raised. Don't lower it. What about those sitting in the cabins here? You haven't raised your hand. Yes, and they also raised their hand. Those sitting in the cabins are instruments. So, you raised your hand for some time and pleased Bap Dada. And everyone laughed. It's good. Baba gives a very sweet smile. Now, Bap Dada, wishes to get one thing done from you. Not that he wants to say to you, but he wants that you do it. He wants it to be got done through you. He wants it to be got done by you. Now let's see what Baba wants us to do. The only thing you have to do is bring determination in your mind. Do not loosen this thought of determination. Even if someone insults you, someone hates you, someone defames you, speaks ill of you, your good wishes should not stop, should not finish. Even if someone gives you sorrow, you should not take it. You challenge, don't you? That we are the transformers of Maya and matter, and therefore we are world transformers who transform Maya and matter. I hope you remember your occupation. Don't you? You are world transformers, aren't you?
Meeting.
even if someone gives you sorrow because of that one's sanskars, he hurts you or shakes you. Can't you change that sting of sorrow into thing of happiness?
Insult.
Can't you change insult? Can't you tolerate the insult? Can't you change that slander into a flower that defamation into a flower? Can't you change Can't you change that problem by having the thought that I have to become like the father? Do you all remember, or don't you remember, when
Brahman Janamayai,
that the moment you took your Brahmin birth and had the faith, whether it took you 1 month to have that faith or 1 month or 1 second to have the faith, but since from the time you had the faith, that is your heart accepted that I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. The moment you accepted this, you made a determined thought, didn't you? You had the experience of it, didn't you? I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me. So from that moment onwards till now, you challenged Maya as well, didn't you, that I will become the conqueror of Maya. So at the moment you made a determined thought and said, I belong to Baba and Baba belongs to me, you also challenged Maya, didn't you, and said, I will become the conqueror of Maya. Didn't you challenge that? Didn't you challenge Maya? Who are the conquerors of Maya? Aren't you the conquerors of Maya? Will there be others who will come in the future and become the conquerors of Maya? It's you. So as you have challenged Maya, if you have, then these problems, these situations, this upheaval, these obstacles, they are the royal forms of Maya, aren't they? Maya won't come in any other form. it will come in these forms, and it's in that you have to become conquerors of Maya. Yeah. The situation will not change. The centers will not change. The places will not change. The souls who are with you will not change, or may not change. They may not change. Centers may not change. Situation may not change. People may not change. Those things may not change, but I have to change. Everyone likes the slogans of yours. I have to change. I have not to take revenge, but I have to change. In Hindi, they are rhyming words. Badalna is to change, and badla lena means to take revenge. So I don't have to take revenge, but I have to change. Maya will come in newer forms, novel forms. It will come more and more in different new forms, but you should not be frightened. So don't get frightened. Yes, Baba is telling you, he's underlining it. Maya will come more and more in such different forms. Is going to come, it is coming. It is coming too. And it will come in such a way that you won't even feel that this is Maya. You will say, Daddy, you don't understand. And Daddy is smiling, you know, she's laughing. She's looking at Jyantiben. And Jyantiben is also smiling. So, you will say, Daddy, it's not Maya, it's true. It's true, you will tell Daddy. And it's going to come in more royal forms. Don't get frightened. Why you should not get frightened? See, now Baba is explaining. See, whenever there's an enemy, whether he wins or he is defeated, what does that enemy do? He will use all his weapons, no, won't he? Whether they are small weapons or big weapons, he will use all his weapons in order to win. So, you know, at the time of its end, the enemy will try its utmost to not be defeated, so it will use all its weapons. Similarly, now as the time end period is coming, Maya will try newer forms to attack. It will use all its weapons. It is using and it will use more and more. And then at the end, it will bow before you. First, First it will try to make you bow before it, but then when at the end it will bow in front of you. So today Bab Dada is mentioning one word again and again and is making you underline that word. Have the self respect that my aim is to become Bab Saman and I have to become that come what may. For that I have to give respect to others. To give respect is to gain respect. You cannot gain or get respect by asking for it. You have to give respect to gain respect. It's not that you should think that he should respect me or she should respect me. This is not right. But to give respect is to receive respect. Therefore, self-respect, not the self-respect of body consciousness. But the self-respect of Brahmin life, the self-respect that I am an elevated soul. The self-respect that I will reach perfection. The self-respect of perfection. Therefore, I don't have to ask for respect, but I have to give respect. Keep my self-respect and give respect. In both these aspects, I have to have determination. However much someone may try to shake your determination, but you should not loosen this determination. Make it strong. Become unshakable. It's only after this that the promise you have made to Bab Dada that you will become perfect in 6 months will be accomplished. You remember your promise, don't you? Don't keep looking and saying that it's just only 15 days are over, I still have 5.5 months. Don't think like that. You know, when you have heart-to-heart conversation with Bab Dada at Amrit Vela, you have that conversation with Bab Dada, don't you? At that time, you tell very interesting things to Baba. You know what you say to Baba, don't you? You have to imbibe determination. Don't have determination in wrong things. Don't say, I'm determined to get angry. Not like that. That's not determination. So don't have determination in wrong things. These days, these days, Bab Dada gets the report of anger in different forms of the children, majority of the children. It is less in the big form of anger. But it is in traces, but in different forms of traces, in that there is an anger in majority of the children. You have to give a class on this, about how many forms of anger there are. And then, you know what they say? They say, I didn't mean it. I didn't have any other thought when I got angry. I just said it. I didn't really mean it. I had no intentions, no other motive. I just said it. So give a class on this, Baba is telling Dadiji. And all the Dadis sitting in the front, the teachers, Baba is seeing the teachers. So many teachers are here. 1200 teachers are here. Teachers, sisters of different centers. So Baba says, if 1200 make a determined thought, transformation can happen tomorrow. So even if 1200 make a determined thought, transformation can take place tomorrow. Then so many accidents will not happen. You will be saved. All the teachers, raise your hand. Oh, so many. All the Indian teachers, about 1200 sisters who live in different centers are here. A teacher means the instrument, foundation. If the foundation is strong with determination, then all the four ends will become strong. Right now, these days, whether it is in the world outside or in the Brahmin world, these days in the world outside or in the Brahmin world, everyone needs courage and true love, not selfish love, but true love. Now, for example, if someone does something wrong because of his sanskar, he's under the influence of that sanskar and does something wrong. And so maybe 95% is wrong, but 5% is good of what he does. Now, if you notice his 5% goodness in spite of having 95% badness. That 5% goodness, if he has, then feel courage in him that this 5% was very good in you. Now you have to fill in the 95%, then he will not feel bad. But if you say, why did you do this, why did you do that, you should not have done this, this was not right for you to do it, this was, it was absolutely wrong. So first of all, he is under the influence of his sanskar, he is weak. Then what happens is that he gets nervous. He cannot progress. You have to give him encouragement on the basis of the 5% goodness in him by saying, this thing is very good in you, you can do this very well, or you have done this very well. And after that, then after that, understand him, understand his capacity, his capability, tell him what he's supposed to do, what he should do, and then he will definitely change. Give him encouragement. That soul is under an influence and therefore he does not have his own courage. See how Baba changed all of you. Did Baba tell you, you are vicious, you are dirty, you are impure? Did Baba tell you like this? Baba reminded you, gave you your awareness of a soul, that you are a soul. And on the basis of that elevated awareness, you got the strength, didn't you? The strength, and you transformed yourselves. So, give them courage by reminding them, by making them aware of their goodness, and that courage will automatically make them strong. Did you understand? Now you can, you will become Bhav Saman, won't you? The only thing is, you have to remember one word. That one word is follow father and mother. You have to do what the father did. You have to follow the footstep of the father. Just put your foot on the father's footstep. Then you will find it easy to become Bhav Saman. drama shows, small games. Hope you don't apply an exclamation mark to these things. A mark of surprise to these things. Maybe Baba is referring to the accident which happened, in which 7 Brahmins left the body immediately, instantly, on the spot. I think Baba is referring to that. So hope you don't apply an exclamation mark, a mark of surprise, on hearing these incidents. Baba looks serious now. Baba has gone deep. It's a deep smile on Baba's face. Maybe Baba is teaching the children how to be detached observers, giving us the strength to face such situations. And again, there has been drop silence in the hall. The hall is quite full, with some pockets of empty space at the back of the hall. Otherwise, I think it must be about 13,000 to 14,000 Brahmins sitting in this hall. This evening, Baba is giving a powerful drishti to everyone. The live transmission is on, and Brahmins all over the world are listening to Baba's murli live today. Okay. Baba has received many letters, cards, songs of the hearts. From the children. Everyone says, give my remembrance to Baba, give my remembrance to Baba. So Baba in return says, and Baba in return says, okay, you give Baba's remembrance to them in return for their remembrance to Baba. Because in all this, so many Brahmins have come to Madhuvan too. Everyone must have told them, you're going to Madhuvan, give my remembrance to Baba, give my remembrance to Baba. So Baba says in return, okay, you convey Baba's remembrance to them back. Yes, Baba remembers the children and children remember Baba. In this small world, the relationship is of only Baap, Dada and the children. There is no other expansion. Of relations. So, who will, what else is there to remember? The father has to remember the children remember the father. Dada gives lots and lots and lots and lots of love and remembrance to the, all the children in this land and in foreign lands. This huge crowd, his group of mothers is very good. All the aged mothers come with a thought, let us go to Baba now. Who knows whether we'll get another chance to go to Baba, whether we will be even alive to go next time. And just having the, you know, with these thoughts you have come many times. But who knows whether I'll be able to go next time or not. You do, it's good. Baap Dada is very happy to see how courageous the mothers are. Baba just said that you just clap and see they are here, and they really begin to clap. Literally they are clapping. Baba didn't mean that you should clap now. Baba said, you see, just like you make a sound and the other one comes immediately. So they started clapping. It's good, okay. You enjoy clapping, it's good. Doesn't matter. But there's a saying, you know, you clap and the other one comes. That is, you just make a sound and he comes. It's so quickly that one comes, just listening to the sound. So Baba says, welcome, come, and you come immediately. Yes, it looks very beautiful. This hall is full of mothers. The chairs are only on the sides, but on the floor, all mothers. Teachers in the front. But Baba and the whole family loves the mothers. This is why mothers got the first chance of the season. And the mothers clap. They're so happy because they got the first chance. And it's a mother's turn and there is water for this turn. Did you have any problem with water? You got enough water? Did you economize in using water or no? each one is generous, big-hearted. And when someone is generous, big-hearted, then everything is runs smoothly. Little bit problem may come, but that's not a big deal. The Pandavas of Madhuban, Shantivan, all of you are okay? Are you all strong? Why is Baba telling them? Because they were telling Daddy that we will provide water come what may for Baba's season. So brothers were saying, yes Daddy, we will. And Baba's telling them, you should say yes, we will provide water, even if we have to carry buckets from somewhere, we will provide water for the season. How can water not come to you when so many children come? Even the water has to come. The water will be available. And they begin to clap. Because, you know, they were concerned that how will the season go on even until February, because there isn't much water. But Baba is encouraging the Pandavas of Madhuvan and Shantivan that you should console Daddy, you should tell Daddy, Daddy, we will provide the water, come what may from wherever, but don't worry, the season will run. So as all of you know, there's a change in Baba's program. There won't be Baba's program in March. Instead, it will be in February. The conference has been cancelled, but other things stand. Daddy Janaki is trying to say something to Baba. Daddy Ji is also saying, but unfortunately, I'm not able to hear. Maybe they are saying, Baba, it's your season, you will provide the water. Baba says, okay now. And now Yatpyar. To all the special souls in all four corners of the Brahmin world, to all the special souls in the Brahmin world in all four corners, the stars of success who achieve success through determination, the complete perfect souls who make themselves complete and are able to hear the cries of the sorrowful souls. To all the souls who are worthy to claim Baba's help because of their courage and thereby give strength to the weak and influenced souls, the weak souls and those souls who are under an influence, who fulfill the title of world transformers and through self-transformation are able to transform Maya, nature, as well as the weak souls. To such world transformers, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste, Bap Dadas, Yad Pyar and Namaste to all the children, all the souls of this Brahmin world in all four directions, whom Baba is able to see in front of them, along with all of you who are here in the corporeal form. Multi, multi, multi million times Yad Pyar and Namaste. You have given good salvation, means good facilities to everyone. Congratulations to Karnatak for serving well and satisfying everyone. You have played a very good all-round part. The easy basis of giving satisfaction to everyone or satisfying everyone is by saying, you first, you first. Keep saying you first and make them your companions and keep on moving forward. You first, say you first, give respect to others, make them your companions and move forward. Not I first, you first. Therefore, those of Karnataka, kept very good courage. The family, Bab Dada, are happy. All the Sevadharis, raise your hand. Most of them are teachers sitting in the front with the teachers group. It's good, very good. You have taken the blessing of satisfaction by taking cooperation of all.